Last week was Banned Books Week. It was created to highlight books that have been taken off the shelves in libraries and schools nationwide. I had a chance to catch up with the Gunnison County Library District's executive director, Drew Brookhart. We spoke briefly on what book bans mean for folks here in the Gunnison Valley, and we also talked about the district's plan to expand services here at the north end of the valley.
I think probably the most exciting thing right now is we're working on designing a new public library experience at the north end of the Gunnison Valley.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's huge. So, kind of a fun story. About a little over a year ago, we had run a big community poll, and we knew that finishing the Gunnison Public Library in 2022, we needed to focus on expanding and improving services at the north end of the valley. But we didn't know exactly what people wanted or how that would look. And we ran a big community survey on all of our services, and we weren't doing anything that nobody wanted us to stop. But we heard that people did want a better public library at the north end of the valley, but that they didn't want to lose the experience of the old rock. So following that polling, we were sort of looking at Block 6 in Crested Butte South, and then they began a subdivision process. We were able to meet with that owner, who amended their subdivision application to accommodate a larger library site. We did a feasibility study to look at whether or not we could fit about an 18 to 20,000 square foot building that was sort of split in half between a public library program and affordable housing. And so that study came back and showed that we could do a mixed-use building. And so the library board moved ahead with purchasing that property.
Wow. And so can we get into a little history with the district here in Gunnison County? Like you said, we got a new library in the city of Gunnison just a couple years ago.
Yeah, so really beginning in 2008, the library district was formed. And it wasn't until 2019 that voters came on board with funding the district for its operations. And the county stepped up at that point and funded construction of a new library in Gunnison on land that was donated by Ray Van Tile. So that was sort of the beginning of this transformation of public libraries in the valley. And so we're, you know, sort of halfway through a decade-long expansion of services and modernization of public library services.
And so you talked about the community needs here at the north end of the valley. What do you hear from folks?
Well, to go back to that initial survey, what we heard was people didn't want to miss out on the old rock, but that they wanted a modern public library experience. So that can be anything. And that's really the exciting part. So we've hired a design team, Studio Trope. October 23rd and 24th, we'll host public events. We'll also have a survey out online, gunnisoncountylibraries.org/vision. So I think we want to hear what people want that to be. When we were designing the Gunnison Public Library, people, for the most part, wanted a pretty traditional public library experience. But we were designing that, you know, 5 years ago. And so I think that need was satisfied and people are really happy. Use of that library has gone up 100%. People really love the meeting rooms. They're getting a lot of use. You know, we had no meeting rooms and now we're doing, you know, 3,000 hours of meeting room bookings a year.
Wow.
And that continues to grow. So we're not trying to recreate the same public library experience in a new location. We really want to create three unique public libraries that draw people from throughout the valley. And so the Crested Butte South branch can be totally unique. And so I think the sky's the limit. The survey, when people take it, they'll find that there are questions about collections and physical collections in particular. And does this library even have physical collections?
Wow.
It's just sort of a mind-breaking exercise about what the public library can do. You know, I certainly expect to see physical collections in the library, and I think that's important to most people. But we also see a huge rise in use of electronic content and the desire for more. And so part of the operations funding that will be on the ballot this November would go into really expanding those electronic collections. And so that allows for the physical floor plan of a library to accommodate all sorts of different unique uses that we're hoping the community can help us imagine.
And I mean, we've kind of had this conversation about the fact that some people say libraries are outdated. We have the internet now. We have all these electronic devices. Why would we need a physical library in this day and age?
You know, I think public libraries offer a lot of things to a lot of different people. A lot of people need access to technology. A lot of people need access to places where they can meet and do presentations and connect with audiences. You know, we have hundreds of nonprofits in the Valley. Many of them can't afford office space or overhead, or certainly not space that's nice for a board meeting. We see a lot of that sort of thing in Gunnison now that the new library is created. And some of that use translates into use of the library's collection. Some of it doesn't. Other people we never even see in the building. They're just using the library online. So I think that as we think about the library of the future, it can be what the community needs it to be in its physical space. That's really where this design process is going to lead us. And so it's a unique opportunity for people to truly reimagine the physical space of a public library and then create it.
Yeah. And you also talked about increased use at the library. This is something that intrigued me as well. Going back from 2020 to now, we see increased use in a lot of different avenues.
Yeah. So I think when a community's not investing in updating and changing the physical spaces of the library, people stop going to the library. Not everybody reads books. It's a fact. I think the average American reads a couple of books a year. But we all like to gather, and we all like to be a part of community. And that's happening at the library now because the physical space can allow it. I think bringing that energy into the north, into the valley, will be huge for a lot of people, especially placing a new building close to where a lot of year-round residents live in Crested Butte South.
And you talked about the affordable housing element of this proposal. What would that look like?
So we know that, you know, some 90% of employers are saying that affordable housing is a huge issue. I think we all have friends and people that we know that are struggling to find quality housing. And so it's an issue in the Valley. And has been for many years. So the library board agreed to study whether or not affordable housing included in this project would be economically viable through schematic design. So we're going to have two surveys out, again, on our website, gunnisoncountylibraries.org/vision. And one of them will be about housing, and one of them will be about the library program. So the design team that we hired has an affordable housing expert on their team, and so we'll really study that. So I guess the short answer is we don't know exactly what it's going to look like yet, because we need to hear from the community about what they'd like to see. You know, is it how many bedrooms? What kind of features? Is it one building with the library and housing together? Is it separate? We're not sure.
Yeah. So let's get into the ballot issue. What does this mean for voters in November if they vote yes?
So it's issue 6A. It's the 39th question on a very crowded ballot. voters are being asked to increase the operations funding for Gunnison County Library District by 1.1 mils. So that would cost about $35 a year on a home whose actual value is $500,000. So if approved, approximately half of the funding would go into operations, including huge increases in electronic content, additional events and activities for every audience, from babies to seniors, and deliver the project in Crested Butte South. Mm-hmm. So approximately up to 9 units of affordable housing and around a 10,000 square foot public library.
Wow. So I also have to mention, it is Banned Books Week. I know we've had experience with banning books. Can you briefly talk about why libraries are important for this community and what we've experienced here, like other libraries across the country?
I guess I would say that we have experience with not banning books.
Right.
I think at the end of the day, I don't want to live in a country where the state, which a library district, a public library, is a subdivision of the state, tells me what I can and can't read, or what my children can and can't read. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be the person that tells people what they can and can't read. The library district here is absolutely against censorship. And in fact, that's in the job description of the Board of Trustees. So I think we've done a good job of creating a collection where everyone can see their experience represented. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah. Any final thoughts or anything else you would like the community to know about 6A or the library district?
I think we've created good opportunities for people to get involved, and I think we need the community to tell us what their public libraries can be for them. And we have a really good team in place to deliver. So yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. Thanks for coming in. That was Executive Director of the Gunnison County Library District, Drew Brookhart, speaking on all things library related, including 6A on the ballot this November. We have 2 opportunities to provide community feedback this month, including Wednesday, October 23rd. There will be a community design workshop and lunch from 12:30 to 2 p.m. and another open public design workshop from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Gunnison Library. Then on Thursday, October 24th, there will be a design open house from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Old Rock Library in Crested Butte, and then a workshop from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Sunset Hall in Crested Butte South. You can learn more at GunnisonCountyLibraries.org/vision. I'm Kate Gnapp. Thanks for tuning in.